The legislature has completed a busy and interesting week. On television and social media, the main topic of discussion was a bill designating school bathrooms as either exclusively for boys or exclusively for girls. If the school has a transgender student, it must provide reasonable accommodation. The bill has been endorsed by the Senate Education Committee and next will be considered by the entire Senate. Also this week, the Senate Education Committee advanced legislation that allows students to take an excused absence if they are pregnant. They can use the excused absences for labor and delivery or for visits to the doctor. They will have to bring a note from their doctor or their parents. Also this week, legislation was filed to create income tax credits for child care workers. The shortage of qualified child care workers has reached crisis proportions, which is why I agreed to sponsor this bill. Depending on the worker's credentials, the credits range from $1,800 to $3,000. The Senate has already approved legislation that I filed to relieve some of the regulatory burdens on child care facilities. The bill requires local governments to zone a home child care the same as a residence. That means they don't need to install sprinklers and other expensive equipment. From the state capitol, this is Senator Missy Irvin reporting.